Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Silman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me today for another opportunity to have a wonderful, in-depth conversation about topics that you really must know about. These are topics that empower you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And happy Equinox Day to everyone. This is one of those times on the yearly calendar where the equinox is happening for everyone all over the place. So some of us are getting more sun, some of us are getting less daylight. But happy equinox wherever you may be. And today we're going to have a really powerful show. I think it's going to be a powerful show. We're going to be talking about some extremely effective ways to address the epidemic of autoimmune diseases. You know, 25 million people are diagnosed with autoimmune diseases. Those are diagnosed autoimmune diseases. But there are other conditions that are now being recognized as also being autoimmune conditions, which includes heart disease and diabetes, maybe even some issues like Alzheimer's. We're learning a lot more about what an autoimmune disease condition is really all about. So that number is up to 50 million. So we're talking 70, 75 million people are facing conditions that have an autoimmune component. So what do we do about it? How do we really address it? And what's really effective and successful in addressing the causes behind autoimmune diseases? And that is what we're going to be exploring today with my guest. So let me introduce him to you. He is Dr. Andrew Keach. He was born and raised on a dairy farm in New Zealand. He grew up in New Zealand, and on his dairy farm, Dr. Keach learned about immune factors and bovine colostrum and their ability to impart health to newborn calves. Early on, he made a commitment to study the giving power of this natural immune defense system. So he received a Bachelor of Science with a double major in mathematics and chemistry and a bachelor's degree with honors in chemical and process engineering in 1992. And then he went on and received a doctorate of philosophy degree in chemical and process engineering in 1995 from the University of Canterbury. He was also awarded a diploma in process control systems in 1996 and became a certified plant engineer in 2002. He's a member of the Institute of Professional Engineers of New Zealand and the Institute of Chemical Engineers in London, England. He's a member of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Dr. Keach has been working in the area of protein biochemistry since 1997. He has developed hundreds of products from natural raw materials to help people with many health conditions. He pioneered the concept of an easy-to-use spray rich in proline-rich polypeptides, a powerful immune modulator derived from colostrum. Dr. Keach promotes the power of PRPs through clinical studies around the world as part of his personal mission to save lives. So that's so exciting. Welcome, Dr. Andrew Keach, to the show today.
Hi, Cheryl. It's great to be here.
Well, you are quite a busy man. I know you travel over the world. You've been doing a lot of research. You have a great book called Peptide Immunotherapy, book about colostrum, a physician's reference guide. So you have done a tremendous amount of research and have an in-depth understanding of so many conditions, and we're going to be talking about specifically the benefits of colostrum and its role in healing so many conditions, not just autoimmune diseases. So how about if we start by explaining to my audience our immune system? Because I think that would be a good place to start.
Well, our immune system is what keeps us alive and healthy throughout our lives. If we have a poor functioning immune system, then we're going to suffer from immune-related disorders. And pretty much every disorder that a person has relates in some way to an underperforming or overreacting immune system. So the key is to keep our immune system tuned, like we tune our car, so that it runs better and has better fuel mileage. Keeping our immune system balanced. And it's a challenge for our body to understand what balance is, because it's continually, every minute of every day, being challenged by pathogens and different foods that we eat and new preservatives and allergens that we're receiving every day. it's a challenge for our body to realize what really is the appropriate immune state. So, thankfully, we have the most natural product available that we get when we are born, because, and this is called colostrum. And this colostrum is given to a baby straight after birth, or as soon as you can, within the first few days, to the baby. Because birth is a physical process. It's not until the baby receives passively the colostrum from the mother that now signals to the baby's body that it's been born, and now you develop your own immune system. So it's important for babies to have it. It needs to start the immune system. But as an aside to that, it's important for adults to have it as well, because our immune system is always being challenged anyway. So we need a reset, if you like, of our immune system. So we tap into the benefits of colostrum. And now what makes this colostrum work is because it contains these small peptides. Peptides are small sequences of amino acids that really have no nutritional value. Their function is they have a unique shape. And these unique shapes key into receptor sites on our various T cells and immune cells in their body that reprogram or reset the correct immunological network in our body. Our immune system is very complicated. It's so complicated. I mean, there are thousands of different communication mechanisms that go on between immune cells. And, you know, the medical establishment, which we're trying to get a better handle and understanding on how these peptides reprogram these T cells of the immune system. And, really, it's only recently, 2012, a couple of American scientists kind of figured that out. And actually, as a result of figuring out how these peptides attach to receptor sites and actually reprogram the cell to produce these other peptides which communicate to other cells, they got awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. So it's pretty significant, pretty state-of-the-art sort of technology that we've been able to sort of create this gray, you know, this black box, if you like. Now it's sort of more gray. We kind of understand basically how cells work. And, you know, I'm just a big believer in taking a natural approach to your health. And, you know, what better product to use than the product that we were meant to have? It's designed by mammals for mammals. Now, we harvest this colostrum from cows. Now, we choose to get it from cows because it's the most abundant source. But when you run experiments, and in the literature you can see that these peptide sequences are exactly the same in all mammals. These peptides have been so critical to the evolution of mammals that they basically haven't changed over the last, you know, 265 million years. It's that critical. Well, it really took the first 10 million years for mammals to actually evolve. But, you know, but it's proven technology, very old, very well established. We know it works, and it's important that, you know, colostrum is fed to us when we're born, and it's important for us to, if we're able, to now get colostrum throughout our lives. And fortunately, we can actually buy colostrum pretty much at a health food store. You know, you can go down to any health food store and buy a colostrum and use that on a regular basis. And all the colostrum is doing, it's not treating or curing any disease, it's just helping to reset, rebalance the immune system and retune our immune system so that it operates effectively, so that if we were to suffer from autoimmune diseases or allergies or other, you know, immune-related conditions, which basically everything's immune-related, if we become symptomatic, it means our immune state is not in balance, then basically we reset our immune system. And, you know, that's the way to really help our body survive through this challenging new world, is to continually reset our immune system like we reset our computers. 90% of our computer problems can be fixed by just resetting the computer and starting again. And it's basically what colostrum does. Containing these peptides resets the immune system. So an autoimmune condition, it doesn't treat that condition, but we need to understand what an autoimmune condition is. An autoimmune condition is where your immune system is overreactive to particular things. It may be, for example, autoimmune disease of Crohn's disease is an upper inflammation of the small intestine. Well, that basically, and then you have forms of diabetes, and we have fibromyalgia, and there's lupus, and there's all these other conditions that are basically autoimmune diseases that are essentially the same thing. They just manifest themselves differently in the body. But going into the mechanisms of what really an autoimmune disease is, it's our T cells have been reprogrammed to produce more concentrated levels of these autoimmune components called, we call them pro-inflammatory cytokines, if you like. And we need to, and these propagate and feed this oversensitivity or overreactivity of our body to various stimuli. So basically, when somebody has an autoimmune disease, it's, if they have one autoimmune condition, they're more than likely to develop another autoimmune condition, because essentially it's the same thing. It's just these autoimmune conditions manifest themselves differently in the body. So understanding that if we were able to help our immune system understand to stop producing these particular inflammatory molecules or peptides or cytokines, if you like, then we can down-regulate the production of these peptides to a normal level so that our immune system is told to operate effectively. So understanding now what an autoimmune condition is, very similar to an allergy. An allergy is a there's two types of responses, actually three, but a TH2 response is more allergy, and a TH1 is more autoimmune. But basically, it's the same type of thing. It's where the cells have been reprogrammed to the T cells have been reprogrammed to produce more of this stuff causing an allergy, and we need to downregulate and normalize and balance that immune response. And we do that through peptide immunotherapy, and you know, my book is on this.
Andrew, can I just jump in here? Let me just take a moment, because you've given us so much information, but there are a couple of points I think we need to make really strongly for people. Number one, colostrum is made by every mammal on the planet, and that's the first liquid that comes out when a mother is feeding the baby, breastfeeding. If children are not breastfed, then they're not, and colostrum is basically initiating the immune system. It's activating the immune system, which a baby is not born with an active immune system. It needs the colostrum as part of resetting and initiating. Correct? Am I correct with that?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So if children are not breastfed at birth, like me, I was one of those babies, bottle fed, you know, immediately, then we have potentially some disadvantages out there in the world as children, as an adult. Would you agree with that?
Well, sure, but you know, not every woman can breastfeed. So if they can't breastfeed, it's actually quite important for them to, you know, take a little bit of these peptides just to help the baby reset their immune system.
Right.
Because a lot of you know, kids in third world countries don't actually get fed colostrum, and really they don't thrive. This is the problem in third world nations with kids. So it's really important to get these peptides, preferably from the mother, obviously, as soon as possible, because that will then start the immune system.
So important to breastfeed babies. And, you know, if people don't get breastfed, their immune systems may be a little more vulnerable. They may not be able to reset their immune systems or cope with onslaught of stressors, however they may be. So that's one point I want to make. And the second thing I want to ask you, what's the consequence of an autoimmune condition? And as you were saying so well, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's MS or lupus or arthritis or allergies. These are all variations of an autoimmune response. What are the consequences of not addressing the cause, the root cause, behind autoimmune conditions? And maybe you can elaborate what, in your research, you consider one of the root cause issues behind autoimmune conditions?
Well, if you don't address it through balancing the immune system, you're going to continue to suffer the symptoms associated with that particular autoimmune condition. Now, one of the typical ways that the medical establishment treats autoimmune diseases is they're taking immunosuppressive drugs. Well, that's fine, except the problem with taking immunosuppressive drugs is they don't know when to stop suppressing the immune system. We want to balance the immune system, not suppress it.
So medications, then, it doesn't actually fix the root cause of the problem. We need to go back to the cell and reset the cells that are responsible for producing these higher levels of inflammatory peptides. So we need to reset, go back to the cell. Now, medications typically address issues downstream. So it doesn't, they treat the symptoms, but it doesn't address the real underlying cause of what's going on. So these are immune disorders. So basically we need to reset, rebalance the immune system. And, you know, colostrum's been around for so long, like I explained before, and it's, we are meant to have colostrum to reset our immune system. And that's how we've been able to survive. Back in, you know, before 1950, a lot of people would take colostrum to actually help rebalance their immune system. But in the modern world, a lot of people have relied on modern medications, because it has evolved a lot in the last few years. And, you know, I just asked the question, is that the right approach to helping our immune system? You know, and I say, no, I like the more natural approach to balancing the immune system, because there's no medications out there that are actually doing that. You need to actually use immunotherapy techniques and natural peptide molecules to actually reset the immune system, because that's what it's designed to do. But the medications that are out there don't do that. They either they mainly just suppress the immune system. So just recognize that how important it is to try to maintain your immune system and keep it well-tuned and well-balanced. And as a result, if you have a well-balanced immune system, you're less likely, or there's a lower probability, to becoming symptomatic.
And I think that's such a critical point. I don't think most people understand that the immune system is a dynamic process. It has to be in balance, attuned. You know, sometimes the immune system needs a little boost, and sometimes it needs to be standing down a little bit. It's overactive, and we need to communicate in such a way so the immune system stays in that dynamic balance, which is something that colostrum is uniquely suited to do. Correct?
Well, that's its job. Its job
that's
is
its
to
job,
balance
right.
The immune system. The peptides are. I mean, there are other things that are in colostrum, like antibodies and other growth factors and things like that, which are useful. Because just aside from talking about the peptides, then colostrum contains naturally around 20 to 25% antibodies, which have been created as a result of the mother or the animal being exposed to pathogens that then create antibodies which pass on that passive immunity to the baby. Now, we take cow colostrum. Now, the bovine or cow IgGs are different than the human IgGs. However, if we keep the IgGs, we take them orally into our gut, then they don't actually enter our body. So the IgGs that we're taking from the cow colostrum actually kill harmful pathogens in our gut, thus allowing a normal good probiotic bacteria to then thrive. So colostrum contains that major component. It also contains growth factors, which actually helps repair the gut. In a human infant, it usually takes about 6 months for the gut to fully seal. So, and one of the functions is that colostrum contains these growth factors, which actually accelerate the repair of these larger holes in the gut. It's very similar to people having irritable bowel and bowel problems, where they've got large holes in their gut caused by diet and, you know, aspirin and all these other things that we abuse our gut, and we get scar tissue in our gut. But it's important, these growth factors, if we take it as an adult, will actually heal those holes as well. So, they contain growth factors, and they contain lactoferrin as well. Lactoferrin is important because it prevents bacteria from growing, developing their cell wall, which requires iron. So it starves the bacteria of iron so it can't propagate and can't multiply. So there's all these different things in colostrum. In fact, there's probably, you know, 1,000 different things in colostrum. Mm-hmm. You know, we've just identified 200 peptides, but there's so many other things in colostrum that has been put in specific concentrations, you know, for millions of years. It's been designed to be like this. And it's been so critical to the development of mammals that colostrum hasn't really changed a lot over millions of years. So it's critical for us to have it. And it's well established. But it's important to heal the gut. So if the you must take a colostrum. If it has bovine IgG in it, cow colostrum, you must make sure that it still contains the growth factors and the peptides, growth factors healing the gut, and the peptides balancing the immune system while you take the colostrum. Because if you have a if you have holes in your gut and these IgGs are bovine IgGs, which are not human, go into the body can cause an autoimmune reaction against the bovine IgG. But if you take the peptides that are naturally in colostrum, about 2 to 4%, in that process, the peptides will actually balance the immune system so that you won't react against the IgG. So it's a complete food. It's called, colostrum's called the most perfect food.
So the peptides are the communicating molecules. They're not going to initiate, they're not going to be perceived as some foreign substance that can cause a reaction. They're actually molecules that can communicate to the immune system, and they're communicating in a way that tells the immune system to get back into balance, whatever that may mean at that moment in time, right? Right.
Well, get immune balance means that the communication, the chemical communication system between cells is balanced. So there's all these different immune types of immune cells in our body. They work together because they communicate effectively together. So to create immune balance, you balance the production of what we call these peptides are called cytokines. So by balancing cytokines, that is actually immune balancing of the body. So it's the communication mechanisms between cells that is termed immune balance.
So how now, does... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to explain about our gut.
Okay, yes, please do.
Our gut basically is, let's look at the small intestine. It's about 30 feet long, okay? And its primary function is to separate the foods that we eat so that the food's supposed to get broken down in the gut and they get absorbed as micronutrients into the body. The problem is, if we abuse our gut and there's large holes in the gut, then bacteria and macro food molecules can get into the body. And we can suffer food allergies and other issues. You wonder why people are allergic to 90 different types of foods is because these foods have actually entered the body and their body has created antibodies against them. The best way to treat somebody with 90 different food allergies is to heal a gut, is to prevent those food macromolecules getting into the body in the first place. So colostrum will actually heal those, the function is of colostrum, one of the functions is to actually heal the gut. So because the gut is 30 feet long, if you laid it out, if you cut open a person and lay it out 30 feet long and actually put it in a square, it actually would represent like 1 square meter of surface area. But if you look at it under a microscope, you've got these villi and microvilli. The actual surface area of the gut is around 300 square meters, which if you like is like the size of a tennis court. Mm. So, but if we abuse our guts and we scar our small intestine, we're not going to absorb the food that we want through our small intestine. So it's really important to heal the gut, and that's one of my messages that I have when I lecture around the world to various organizations and medical conferences. Focus on healing the gut. If you heal the gut first, you create that barrier, and the first layer of defense in our immune system is the barrier, and that is the small intestine has this barrier between our food that we're digesting and in our body. Also, barriers are our skin. You know, our saliva, our tears, and all that are layered. It's the first layer of defense, okay? And there's three layers of defense in the immune system. You have these barriers that we just talked about. The second layer is if some macromolecule or pathogen happens to get into our body, then our body goes into the dynamic immune response called an innate immune response. And if that bacteria or virus or whatever overpowers our innate immune response, then our body starts to produce antibodies. So that takes 5 to 7 days. So if someone has a cold or a flu and they're down for 5 or 7 days, it means that the body is trying to create antibodies against that specific pathogen. And it takes that long to do it. Whereas if we had a good barrier, we lower the probability of becoming symptomatic. And if we had a well-functioning immune system, our innate immune system would respond really well as well and would overpower the pathogen faster, so that body may not need to develop antibodies in the adaptive immune response, which is the third layer of our immune system. So keeping our barriers intact, you know, healing the gut, that's the main thing is our main barrier, is keeping separated the bacteria in our gut and our macromolecules in our gut from getting into our body, causing other immune reactions. I just want to make that point. It's very important to heal the gut.
It's really important, because if you have an autoimmune condition, you have an impaired gut. And that is not generally addressed by traditional medical doctors. It is, of course, addressed as a fundamental issue with functional medicine, integrative approaches. Even Chinese medicine knew that you have to heal the gut first. It's critical, but it's not addressed traditionally. But if you have any kind of autoimmune disease, if you have these conditions, whether it was Hashimoto's thyroiditis or MS or lupus or even diabetes, now we know that that's an autoimmune condition. You've got to go in and heal the gut, because that's a primary cause creating an autoimmune response. So that's just such a fundamental thing that people need to get. And also, is it true 80% of our immune system is found in our gut?
Yes, correct.
So obviously, if our gut is impaired, if we have holes in it, if it's scarred, we're going to have impaired immunity, just because the basic system of where our immune system is found is impaired. So this is a really big story. This is, so important for people to understand. And you know what? Let's take a break, because when we come back, why don't we talk about all the benefits of colostrum and these the peptides that you're developing to really be to help people understand what a primary solution this can be to help anyone with impaired gut. So we'll do that when we come back from our break. This is Dr. Cheryl Sullman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. My guest today is Dr. Andrew Keach, who is an expert in understanding the many healing benefits of colostrum. And we will be right back. Everyone, welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Sullman. We are talking with Dr. Andrew Keach today, who has dedicated his career, essentially, to providing modern ways of getting the healing peptides from colostrum to help solve so many of the health challenges we're being faced right now in our modern world. So welcome back, Dr. Keach, and we're having this fascinating conversation. I do find it fascinating, because I used to have an autoimmune condition. I used to have Hashimoto's thyroiditis and allergies and other things, gluten sensitivity. So I've been on this journey and this quest to find the answers to heal, which I have done, and I've been including the colostrum that you've been developing as part of my protocol. But as I've been reading your book, the very scholarly book, Peptide Immunotherapy, I am realizing that there is so much that these peptides from colostrum can do to support healing above and beyond just healing the gut. So let's talk about all the benefits from taking the colostrum, or these peptides, these active peptides that actually communicate to the immune system to retrain it in a sense.
Well, every condition that a human or mammal would have, like I said, relates back to the immune system being out of balance. If your immune system is in balance, then you're less likely to suffer symptoms associated with that particular condition. So you can basically look at any type of immune state, non-balanced immune state, and then you're more than likely to see a condition resulting from it. So, colostrum doesn't treat or cure any diseases. It just heals the gut and resets the immune system. And, it doesn't really matter what kind of condition you have. If you were to regularly take colostrum as a dietary supplement, it helps to balance the immune system, because the colostrum contains these peptides. We've been able to identify about 120 different peptides, using analytical instruments here. We've teamed up with several universities around the world, as well as some other companies and research organizations. And we've been working a lot on trying to identify each one of these peptides that are naturally occurring in colostrum. Once we identify what they are, we can then look at which type of receptors that these particular peptides are attaching to on the T cells. So there's still a lot of work to do,
But we know that these peptides have been around for millions of years, the proven technology. We're supposed to get this product as soon as we're born to start our immune system. And usually when we're born, you know, we're vulnerable to our environment. And if we don't get these colostrum peptides right away, our immune system doesn't start. We still think we're in the protection of our mother's womb. So peptides are really, really important. They have no nutritional component because they're such a small part of the colostrum. They just transmit information. In fact, some of my friends call the peptides software for the human cell. It's the programming that we need in order to reprogram and reset our immune system. Now, the immune system is very well understood, mostly. So by understanding a little bit about the immune system, this is what I do with doctors and I train them. I teach them a little bit about the immune system because in medical schools, they're not really taught exactly how the immune system works unless you do postgraduate work or graduate studies on immunology specifically. But having just a basic understanding of how the immune system works can then help you understand how we can alter it and if it's out of balance. But in terms of the consumer, though, we just need to know it's important to, A, heal the gut. First thing you need to know, taking away from this conversation today, is you need to heal your gut. And that means taking colostrum to actually heal those big holes in the gut. Colostrum contains the antibodies, which actually helps kill the pathogens so that the normal probiotic bacteria can develop. But taking colostrum to actually heal the gut is very important. And then it's important to understand that these peptides that are in colostrum then get into the body to reset the immune system. So we just need to have, as a consumer, a basic understanding of the immune system and how we can help our immune system, not treat it or cure diseases. It's about managing our health. And that, like Shira said, we have an immune system that's dynamic and always changing. So we continually need to balance our immune system. And so, you know, this is kind of what Cheryl was saying as well. It's important to keep our immune system in balance because it's dynamic. Our immune system is dynamic. And you can see how fast, I don't mean to be morbid, but when we die, see how fast our bodies decay because we don't have an immune system. Mm. So you can see, and as we get older, our immune system activity normally decreases in time in activity anyway. So it's even important for elderly people and our parents to take colostrum to help keep our gut or their gut sealed so that they don't suffer from these other types of, you know, don't suffer symptoms. So it's especially important. But I do want to make one point. There's two classes that shouldn't take colostrum. The first class is women that are pregnant or trying to get pregnant. So the first trimester of pregnancy is a TH2 dominated state, and that means it's in a disease state. So the first 12 weeks, it helps, the fetus is trying to grow and develop in the first 12 weeks. So a woman pregnant or not, or trying to get pregnant because they don't know if they're pregnant or not, shouldn't take colostrum. Not because it's bad for you, but because we haven't done, you know, the 10,000 patient pregnant woman study to prove that it's safe or not. So I just recommend to be safe, pregnant women shouldn't take it. The second case of people that shouldn't take colostrum are people that have had organ transplants. These people are naturally on immunosuppressive medications through their physician or medical establishment that they're working with. So those people are naturally on immunosuppressive drugs. We don't really want to balance the immune system because that could affect the body may want to reject that organ. Okay, so those are the only two people that shouldn't really take colostrum. Other than that, though, it's perfectly safe for everyone else to take it, and we should take it. And what I recommend is that if you're a little bit symptomatic, you should take more colostrum to help rebalance your immune system. And if you feel better, you should take less colostrum just to help manage your immune state. And it's just a dietary supplement. It doesn't treat or cure any disease. It just helps balance the immune system.
You know, so it's very, very important for us for all of us to have colostrum as a daily supplement.
So I recommend everyone use colostrum if they have any gut issues at all, whether they have bloating or diarrhea, or they've been diagnosed with gluten sensitivity or celiac. They should all be taking colostrum. And I think we need to let people know that there's no lactose in there. This is not a milk product. This is a pre-milk production. It doesn't have the lactose that people are concerned about because there's so much sensitivities to and allergies to lactose. So maybe you can clarify that a little bit more.
Well, you know, having a food allergy again is an allergy. It's like I said, a Th2 response, and your body is producing IgG antibodies against that particular food allergy. Then that is attached to mast cells. The body produces histamines. The histamines attached to a histamine receptor is causing inflammation. You suffer an allergy. We understand how an allergy works, okay? But it is a pre-milk. So it does contain milk proteins. But if the colostrum, which it does, contain peptides, you are going to actually downregulate that Th2 response. So even if somebody is allergic to dairy proteins or even lactose or lactose intolerant, that's an allergy with the milk proteins. You need to reset your immune system so that you don't have that allergy anymore. So just having a simple understanding of how an allergy is formed in the body, then we can understand that by resetting the immune system, which is these little cytokines, because these T cells are basically one of their functions is a factory to produce cytokines. Every minute of every day, they're pumping out these cytokines from these T cells. They do that because they're effectively communicating to other T cells and how to direct an appropriate immune response or defense against a particular pathogen or allergen. So peptides are very, very important to rebalance the immune system. But getting a basic understanding of the immune system is very important. But sure, if you're suffering gut issues, you know, like Cheryl was explaining, you should try to take colostrum. And if you can't tolerate colostrum in a normal daily dose, cut it back. You know, take an immunotherapy approach. Just take it in small amounts. The studies that we've done, you know, we commissioned two safety studies on colostrum, looking at, there's about 10,000 different studies out there, but we focused in on about 1,000 different safety studies. And researching all the studies that have been done, we found that about 3.5%, well, I didn't, the organizations that conducted the research did, that 3.5% of people taking colostrum would suffer a secondary allergy. So, but by people drinking plenty of water and flushing out those toxins that are coming into the body, generally colostrum will act as a detoxification, has a detoxification effect. So by flushing out those toxins actually helps the body not suffer from a secondary allergy. So, but if people are not tolerating colostrum very well, then they take small amounts. You know, take a tenth of the dose to start with, and then wean yourself into it over the next few weeks until your body can tolerate it. But that usually happens in only about 3.5% of people that start taking colostrum.
Right, very.
Because your body's adjusting.
Right.
Your body's trying to get back in balance again. It's so out of balance, and your body may be so toxic that it's just going to take time naturally for your body to get back in balance. And that's just a natural
thing I want you to know. Can you talk about some of the other benefits of taking colostrum? One of the things that really caught my eye in your book was how it can be used to help build muscle mass.
Well, sure. You know, if you look, there's a lot of colostrum being consumed in the sports industry, because especially strength athletes and professional athletes that really train a lot and put their body through a lot of stress. If you do that to your body, your immune system is going to suffer, like a lot of other systems in the body. So these people take colostrum to actually help build the immune system. So in helping to build the immune system, you know, they're actually able to train more regularly. Because I know, I used to do a lot of training, bodybuilding, this is 20 years ago. But I knew if I took colostrum, I could actually train more frequently because I felt like going to the gym because my immune system was strong. So big application is in sports medicine as well. Also, it helps with endurance. There's a lot of studies out there on cyclists, and there's been a number of, cyclists, Tour de France, for example, they're always using colostrum because they found that compared to a whey protein supplement, that colostrum would actually help with endurance and stamina as well. So and it helps with muscle mass, right? So that's probably one of the other big areas of usage of colostrum, is to just help people with muscle mass and help them repair their immune system while they're overtraining. The position on taking colostrum for sports athletes, you know, they need to check with their sports medic, you know, if they're a professional athlete, you know, that may suffer from drug tests and all that, we just recommend that they get an opinion from their sports medicine or sports medical doctor on whether they should be taking colostrum or not, so that doesn't give a positive drug test. And it shouldn't anyway, but I just want, you know, to put that out there. Because basically they say that it may increase IGF-1 levels, but we did an extensive study on actual circulatory IGF-1 in the bloodstream, and it doesn't increase the bovine IGF doesn't actually get into the body. In fact, there's a professor friend of mine at the University of Illinois called Professor Sharon Donovan. She spent years of work on just looking at that and noticing that by taking a colostrum supplement that the IGF-1 doesn't actually get into the body. It doesn't become circulatory IGF-1. So
let me ask a couple other things. So if this is if colostrum is healing the gut, this is something that children with autism can benefit from? Have you found that to be true?
Sure. I mean, I'm not one to say that it treats autism or treats anything. You need to understand what the disease is first. Autism, and there's a number of papers that have been coming out saying that autism is heavily related to gut health. And it does have autoimmune aspects to it. So some of the work that was done recently at ASU here at Arizona State University showing that, if you heal the gut of a child, it would actually lower the symptoms associated with autism. So again, autism being, you know, an autoimmune disease is the same as every other autoimmune disease. It just manifests itself differently in the body. And the key is with autistic patients is to really try to heal the gut, because that something has triggered their bodies to become autistic. There's a trigger. There's an autoimmune trigger. That could be, I mean, there's all these theories out there with vaccines and all that. Possibly. That could be the reason, but may not be the reason. There could be all sorts of other triggers out there that causes this autism in these young kids. But recognize that it's an autoimmune condition. And to help, it's not going to cure the autism, but by healing the gut, the autistic patient is going to have a better well-being and feel better and be able to communicate better and just be more socially responsive. And there's a lot of work coming out with that now, a lot of focus on autistic research on gut health.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just come back to it and I say, look, you take colostrum, you're going to heal the gut. You know, it's going to help. So autistic patients, taking colostrum is going to help the autistic patient.
How exciting for everyone listening who have children that are dealing with the spectrum or have allergies. This is such a gift to help them in their healing. Another question, since the gut plays a major role in neurotransmitters, so our brain chemicals are actually made in our gut, our serotonin or dopamine or GABA, do people find that by healing the gut, they also help to balance, stabilize their moods and their emotions? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, a friend of mine, we give lectures on neural immune activity in the brain to doctors. And when we kind of, and it's half-day seminar that we give, I do the afternoon half, he does the morning half. We can show that peptides, there's a number of neural peptides in the colostrum, which directly affect neurological activity. In fact, they've measured that in one recent study I saw that by taking colostrum and colostrum peptides, that 52 genes had been turned on that affect neurological activity. Hmm. So the peptides act as switches too, to turn genes on and turn genes off. And it actually helps with the neurological function, cognitive function as well. But you know, remember that the brain is part of the body. It's fed through the gut. and you have to feed it the right nutrition. It has to be, it has to work, for it to work effectively, it requires the right nutrition. And there's a whole lot of other things that the brain requires as well, because it's a fatty organ. In terms of different nutrition, like, you need the methylation to occur so that your body can absorb the right nutrients, you know, folinic acid and B12. They need to be methylated in order to balance the homocysteine levels in the brain and things like that. But the important thing is realize that any brain condition still relates back to the immunological performance of the body, which then relates back to the gut. In fact, Alzheimer's has been determined now that it's basically type 3 diabetes of the brain.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
So, and diabetes is basically heavily autoimmune.
Right.
So these types of neurological disorders stem from improper gut health. In fact, a lot of migraines that people suffer actually stem from improper gut health. And you heal the gut, and a lot of people will notice that they lower the frequency of getting migraines.
Well, it's all gut related. That's profound right there. I bet most people hadn't thought about that at all. So great piece of information there. Another question. We're coming to the end of the conversation. There's so many things I want to ask you. Are all colostrums equal, Andrew?
Yes, they're all equal coming out of the mammal. Okay? So you start with a raw material that's equal. It's how you process it that you can damage it or make it better. My philosophy is the more you process something, the more you damage it. So what we try to do here is we do minimal processing in order to deliver the benefit. So we'll make a colostrum from cows that is a pure whole colostrum powder. Or secondarily, we may just take the oils out. So it's a skim colostrum powder, but leaving in there all these peptides and not fractionating it and upset the natural balance that colostrum has and upsetting the chemical composition of the colostrum. So you want to make sure that whenever you go to a health food store and buy a colostrum, or from your doctor even, you get a colostrum powder, that you have one that's rich in colostrum peptides. So that's the thing you need to look at on the bottle. How many colostrum peptides are actually in here? So all colostrums are created equal in the animal, but they can be processed and processed too much that they get damaged. You want to look for an immunoglobulin content of around 20%, because the more you take the Ig content up, you have to compensate by removing other stuff. And some of the stuff that they remove is the peptides. So you want to look for around a 20% IgG, 20 to 25% IgG that's full of these peptides. That's the kind of colostrum you want to look for in a health food store or get it through your doctor. There's a professional brand. The professional ones have a slightly higher peptide content and slightly higher IgG. But generally, so you can get those more stronger colostrums through your doctors, or you can go to a health food store and get a lower grade, but it's still effective. But it's just it's a more diluted version of the natural colostrum.
So if people are interested in that higher quality colostrum, they can go to my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, and it's under the name of ImmunoGPRP powder. And I want to say that I use your spray. Whenever I travel, I go on airplanes, which are always stressful, toxic places filled with people dealing with colds and flus and other things. I always take that spray, and I make sure that I do that spray before I fly and after I fly, and I wouldn't be without it because it's just so powerful. It also has helped with me if I ever get any allergy response or something, I immediately take that spray, and it's amazing. It's quite magical, actually.
Yes, I definitely recommend people taking the spray as well as the powder. The spray will help your systemic immune system, whereas the gut will actually focus more on healing the gut.
The powder.
So you help your immune system from two sides of the gut.
Yeah.
So if you take the powder and the spray together, that's even better.
Yeah. So this has been such a fascinating conversation. We've come to the end of our show, and I just want people to know if they want more information or if they want to purchase your book, Peptide Immunotherapy, then they just can go to drkeech.com, which is the best website, I gather, right? drkeech.com. People want more knowledge.
Yeah.
We just have a minute or so. Is there anything more you want to say before we have to bring this conversation to a conclusion?
No, I just want to say to people that, you know, take control of your health. Eat well, look after yourself, drink plenty of clean water, take colostrum. You know, you need to probably take, you know, it's good to take a multivitamin every now and then, but take control of your health. Don't put all of your health in focus. Don't put all of your, don't rely on your doctor all the time. Look after yourself and be proactive in managing your immune system. And I think that's my main message is people need to realize that they can feel better if they eat well and look after themselves. You know, don't rely on everybody else to take care of them. Look after yourself, look after your health, take care of your gut, and eat well and be well.
And make sure colostrum is part of your core protocol.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Andrew Keach. It's been a pleasure having you with us today, and thank you for the wonderful work you're doing and for your time.
You're welcome.
It was a delight. Okay, great.
My pleasure.
Bye
great.
Now. And for all of you listening, colostrum, it's pretty amazing. I use colostrum on a daily basis, and now you know why. So until next time, I invite you all to go to my website, keep getting educated, empowered, whatwomenmustknow.com. Go to my Facebook page, great information up there. And remember always to honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.